At least 49 dead in a terror attack on two mosques in New Zealand.
This is one of New Zealand's darkest days.
A white man from Australia under arrest.
This is a very well-planned event.
The horror, live-streamed, leaves a country in shock.
Our heart's just breaking for them. It's just so sad.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A bloodbath in New Zealand. At least 49 people have been killed, more than 20 injured in mass shootings at two mosques in the city of Christchurch.
I was hearing that shooting after shooting after shooting. It went on 6 minutes or more.
Congregants were sprayed with bullets during Friday prayer services.
The blood is spitting on me, splashing on me. And I'm thinking, oh my God. It's going to happen to me now.
Locals shaken.
I'm getting angrier. I've gone from shock and now I'm getting angry and very indignant. Everyone should feel safe to pray however they want.
Police say they defused two explosive devices in a car nearby. Three people are in custody after the incident was captured on video. Correspondent Jim Taylor.
New Zealand police are calling it extremely distressing footage. The murderous attack broadcast live on Facebook. Outside the mosque, prior to the slaughter inside, video shows a clean-shaven Caucasian man with short blonde hair removing automatic weapons from his car, firing a lot, then going in. New Zealand's Interior Ministry says the video is likely to be classified as objectionable content and could be illegal to share.
Police say a 28-year-old white man from Australia named Brenton Tarrant has been charged with murder. They are taking a close look at an online document that may have been written by the gunman who says he's fighting white genocide. CBS's Nikki Batiste.
In a rambling manifesto, a white Australian man who claimed responsibility for the attack calls himself a fascist who hopes to ensure the existence of our people and a future for white children. The manifesto's anti-immigrant rhetoric drew sharp condemnation from Australia's Prime Minister.
We stand here and condemn absolutely the attack that occurred today by an extremist, right-wing, violent terrorist.
The manifesto makes several references to the United States. In one portion, the author responds to a self-directed question about whether he supports President Trump. He writes, "As a symbol of renewed white identity and common purpose, sure. As a policymaker and leader, dear God, no." It also cites the Second Amendment and says he chose guns as his method of killing to divide the country, to create conflict between the two ideologies within the United States on the ownership of firearms.
The manifesto says the attack had been planned for 2 years. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.
Those that, as far as I'm advised, currently in custody were not on security watch lists.
Tracy Gray says the suspected gunman used to work for her.
He never showed any extremes of extremist views or any crazy behaviour.
An international cricket match between New Zealand and Bangladesh has been cancelled after players narrowly avoided the shootings at one of the mosques. Police departments are on heightened alert here in the U.S. and around the world. President Trump tweeting warmest sympathy and best wishes to the people of New Zealand after what he calls a horrible massacre in the mosques. A message to the perpetrator or perpetrators from Prime Minister Ardern.
You may have chosen us, but we utterly reject and condemn you.
Audio of communications between air traffic control and the pilot of the Ethiopian Airlines jet that crashed on Sunday reportedly shows the captain in a panicky voice requesting to return to the airport in Addis Ababa just 3 minutes after takeoff. According to the New York Times, air traffic controllers quickly tried to divert two other flights approaching the airport. Contact with the doomed Boeing MAX 8737 was lost. Just 2 minutes later, President Trump says he's looking forward to his first veto so he can tap into military funds to pay for a wall at the southern border. CBS's Nancy Cordes says 12 Republican senators joined Democrats to block the president's national emergency declaration.
They believe that these votes in the House and Senate against the president's declaration of a national emergency are going to have an impact on the court cases that are playing out. They think that those votes are going to send an important message to judges that Congress doesn't believe that there actually is an emergency and that the president was clearly trying to make an end run around lawmakers.
A senior North Korean official says the United States threw away a golden opportunity at the summit in Hanoi. The country's foreign minister says Kim Jong-un will decide soon whether to keep talking with the U.S. about denuclearization. There's been a new flare-up in violence between Israel and the Hamas-ruled Gaza Strip. CBS's Robert Berger has details from Jerusalem.
Israeli warplanes attacked about 100 Hamas targets in Gaza hours after Palestinian militants fired two rockets at Tel Aviv. The military says the airstrikes prompted more rocket fire into southern Israel.
There is more fallout from the college admissions scandal. CBS's Carter Evans in L.A. says actress Lori Loughlin's been dumped by the Hallmark Channel.
In a statement, the company said, "We are saddened by recent news surrounding the college admissions allegations. We are no longer working with Lori Loughlin."
Highlight palette with Sephora collection.
The scam allegedly got Loughlin's daughter, Olivia Jade, accepted into USC. The social media influencer has now lost at least two endorsement deals with Sephora and Tresemme.
She and her sister have also dropped out of USC. Kids around the world are planning to cut classes today to protest climate change.
A lot of world leaders and politicians have to start making decisions based on facts. They need to start listening to scientists, and they need to stop being bought off.
13-year-old New Yorker Alexandria Villaseñor helped organize the strike in the U.S. The goal, she says, 100% renewable energy in 10 years and stopping all greenhouse gas emissions by 2050. Rallies are planned in 50 states, as well as a protest in front of the Capitol in Washington. A beloved game show host shows his appreciation for the well wishes.
Alex Trebek says thank you.
Hi, everyone. I just want to take a few moments to say thanks to the, believe it or not, hundreds of thousands of people who have sent in tweets, texts, emails, cards, and letters wishing me well following my recent health announcement.
Last week, the Jeopardy host revealed he's battling stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Even so, he was back to work this week, taping future episodes. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Arbeit macht frei. Work sets you free. The words on the gates of Nazi concentration camps. Volkswagen's chief executive apologizing for a chilling throwback. Speaking to managers this week, Herbert Dice repeatedly said Arbeit macht frei. Sounds almost identical, but means earnings before interest and taxes set you free. And that's the World News Roundup, produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.